The media circus surrounding discredited, imprisoned, and accused Dominique Strauss-Kahn may have just got another ring. That's the sound of domestic and hotel housekeeping workers taunting the accused Kahn when he arrived at the courthouse earlier this year.
Now prosecutors say the credibility of his female accuser is suddenly in serious question, and they might ask the judge to reduce his bail and end his house arrest.
The former head of the IMF may become the banker formerly accused of sexual assault. The case against Kahn collapsing? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Two big mysteries this morning. Hugo Chavez of Venezuela found in Cuba, alive but not well. And also the Dominique Strauss-Kahn case takes a serious turn on this Friday, July 1st.
And that's not surprisingly at the top of the news this morning. The case against former IMF head Dominique Strauss-Kahn reportedly on the verge of collapse. Investigators have found holes in the credibility in the story of the maid who says Strauss-Kahn attacked her in a Manhattan hotel room. Forensic tests reportedly back up her claims, but prosecutors found links between the maid and some questionable characters. She reportedly called a man in prison for drug trafficking within a day of the alleged assault to discuss the possible benefits of pursuing charges against Strauss-Kahn, and that conversation was recorded. That man's also among a number of individuals who's deposited $100,000 into the woman's bank accounts for the past 2 years. The case is so shaky that Strauss-Kahn could be released on his own recognizance at a bail hearing today and freed from house arrest.
Minnesota's state government is closed for business this morning. It shut down at midnight for the second time in 6 years when lawmakers couldn't work out a budget to close a $5 billion deficit. Thousands of state workers will stay home today without pay. Officials have padlocked highway rest areas and state parks just in time for the 4th of July holiday, where campers like Gary Lohr of Minnetonka were told to pack up their gear and leave.
I think we're going through a very difficult time in government and in society, and I think the political process includes dysfunction, and we're absolutely dysfunctional at this point.
Dysfunction in Minnesota, dysfunction in the nation's capital as well. Both sides in Washington continued their week-long battle of blaming each other over the stalled debt ceiling talks. The White House says a deal to raise the debt ceiling must be reached by July 22nd to allow for 2 weeks of legislative action needed.
The Justice Department has essentially pardoned the CIA for its use of enhanced interrogation techniques like waterboarding. Attorney General Eric Holder says no one from the CIA will be prosecuted for using the techniques. They were common in the years after 9/11, but have since been classified as torture and outlawed. Holder did announce a full criminal investigation into the deaths of two terrorism suspects in CIA custody overseas.
Up to 12,000 federal prisoners might get their sentences reduced because of changes to the mandatory minimum guidelines for crack cocaine. A commission made its authorization public, or its recommendation public. Amazon.com has terminated its relationship with 10,000 internet business partners in California because of a new sales tax on online purchases in that state. And the National Basketball Association, NBA, has joined the NFL in locking out its players. Could affect the season.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez stunned the nation last night when he announced he's battling cancer. Speaking from a hospital in Havana, Chavez said he had surgery this week to remove a cancerous tumor.
It was major surgery, but it went smoothly without any complications.
Chavez has been in Cuba for the past 3 weeks.
Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are mixed for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,414 after a pretty spectacular week. The S&P opens at 1,320 and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,773. Oil is trading sort of flat this morning in the mid-90s. Coming up this morning, we look ahead to the July 4th weekend with a not-so-simple question. What does it really mean to be an American? My America, that's the name of the series. With our country's ethnic and racial makeup changing all the time, we examine American identity in light of changing national identities around the world. We want you to start the conversation. Tell us about your America, a personal story of what constitutes America for you. An uphill battle to learn English, the perfect suburban nightmare. Of course, that's from our producer, Leo, who's lived a suburban nightmare his entire life. First, your personal stories. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.